fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, the 16th day of October, year of our Lord, 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. Your prepper tip of the day. I haven't mentioned this for quite a while. I think I'm the only talk show host that I'm aware of that talked about this particular item. It's almost winter, getting cool. We're getting temperatures in the 30s already here in south central Missouri. Prepper tip of the day is get yourself a good supply, if you don't have them already, of merino wool socks. And quite frankly, I wear mine all year long. Doesn't matter whether it's 10 degrees or 110 degrees, my feet are quite comfortable wearing merino wool socks. You might want to check out Sportsman's Guide, Amazon, eBay, to get your merino wool socks. Wherever you get the best deal, that's where you should get your socks. Okay, we have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Jimmy Gensling. Jimmy is the CEO, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. This is Firearms Monday, and we talk about firearms and everything related to them. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, sir. If you hear something kind of chunking along in the background, the last page of coming off the printer. And it's been a very, very busy weekend here. Had a lot of things going on, getting ready for the hunting season for folks and getting them outfitted and things like that. Before we get started off this morning, John, one of our listeners, I've been chit-chatting back and forth with him on some gun issues and a few other things. Mr. Goodman, his daughter, Amanda, is going to be going into surgery tomorrow. And I would like to, if we could, offer up a little bit of prayer for him and then, of course, any of our other listeners and stuff out there this morning, kind of kick off the week.
Well, let's do that. Please proceed, Jimmy.
Father, we just come to you and we just praise you and we thank you for the blessings and many gifts that you give us, Father, some seen and some unseen. But the most precious gift of all that you give us, Father, is our friends. People have thousands upon thousands of acquaintances and associations. But our friends, Father, those are made, and those are just special gifts, Father. Father, Mr. Goodman's daughter is going to be going into surgery tomorrow. And, Father, we just ask that you give all the doctors, the nurses, technicians and everything special skill and special insight, Father, as the needs that need to be done. And when she comes out and everything, Father, then she's healthy and happy. And Father, just the situations that they're doing this for is taken care of. Father, we've got many other listeners out there that we don't know their needs, but you do. And the only thing that we can ask, Father, is that those that may be looking for answers, those that may be looking for some compassion, some that may feel lonely or hurt, Father, we just ask that you touch them, lift them up, and let them know that there are people that you care about. Father, be with our police officers, our troops, all of those that are in harm's way. We ask you, Father, to put a hedge of angels about them and keep them safe and bring them home to their family. In the holy, most precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen.
Amen. Okay, Jimmy, we haven't talked about, you and I haven't talked about night vision in quite a while. This is radio. There's people who've never heard us talk about any of these matters. And I was reading an article this morning on Survival Blog, Jim Rawls' website, and it reminded me about how very important night vision is, and that even the inexpensive entry-level stuff, even though it's not that good, is better than nothing at all, isn't it?
Oh, yes, sir. And one thing for people to look at, especially those on a budget, we carry a few of them here. In fact, I've got to look at our inventory and see where we are because we are coming up to the holiday season. And for those that are on a budget, one of the best options I can offer is for them to look at the digital night vision. Normally they run around $200 or less for the little monoculars, but they are so good for a couple of good reasons. One, they have incredible battery life. When you're looking at your night vision, look at it, and first thing that you should focus on is the battery. If it uses CR123s or things like that that are kind of a specialty battery, look and see if they don't offer something. It uses either AA's or in some cases, AAAs, just regular batteries. Those, you can use the rechargeable batteries in them. You'll swap them out a little bit quicker, but the nice part is you'll always have batteries available.
Right.
And the other thing is they almost all have day-night capability. So in daylight, they're just a little, maybe a four-power monocular, but at night they shine, pun intended, that you not only have the night vision, but most of the digital ones also have a record mode.
Right.
So that if you're using it in, oh, let's say, your neighborhood, you've got, you've had a series of break-ins down the street or several blocks over or something like that, and you get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to let the dog out the back and notice someone poking around your neighbor's yard, well, two things. One, immediately call 911 and let them know what's going on. And at the same time, grab your handy-dandy little digital night vision and record the guy. Just in case that he hears the police coming and takes off running, you've got him on video. You can take the SD card or whatever out of your night vision and give it to the police, and there they go.
Well, Jimmy, actually, digital night vision is actually TV cameras. They're not traditional night vision in the way we normally think of it, are they?
Exactly. And to correct what I just said, I realized that about the moment that I paused, rather than give them your SD card, burn that to a disc or thumb drive or something and give them that. Keep your original card. Two reasons for that. One, the programming for some of these is not really compatible with other things, and in trying to set it up, it's been erased. Don't ask me how I know this. Just let you know that it can happen, and especially when you're running Windows XP on a computer. But these units, they're not really expensive. They are very compact, and, you know, not everybody's going to be out there sniping people in the dark. Night vision is to give you an advantage on the bad guys, or, in our case out here a lot of times, the advantage on the skunks. We've killed more skunks this year than I think we have in the last 10 altogether.
Really?
But it's something to look into, folks. And like John says, any night vision is better than no night vision at all.
Right, right. Yeah, I've seen the same thing with pistols, people. Usually the people that want to buy a Kimber, the ones I've talked to, are people who don't own a pistol, and they want to impress me with their knowledge of what they feel the best 1911 would be. In the meantime, while they don't have the money to spend for a $2,000 Kimber, they don't own a pistol at all, which kind of strikes me as being unusual. Doesn't it, you, Jimmy?
Yes, sir. The best 1911 I've ever owned had a pony on the side of it, and I carried it my entire time in the Coast Guard. You could rattle that thing, and it sounded like a pair of castanets. But my goodness, the thing never failed to function and never failed to do exactly what it was supposed to do. And even though it rattled a lot, I could still sit there and keep, you know, 21 rounds in a 6-inch pie plate at 25 yards with it. So that's a testament to the weapon itself.
Absolutely. Well, the 1911, it stood the test of time, and the U.S. Marine Corps, after a 20-year-plus hiatus, has gone back to essentially a traditional 1911 with some very slight modifications, such as a rail to mount a flashlight on, is the only modification I can think of. Well, the U.S. Army is more politically correct and has chosen another pistol, which I don't particularly care for. Do you, Jimmy?
I cannot give a definitive on that because I've never fired one. But, you know, it's the standing joke I remember. I can't remember which astronaut said it, but they were interviewing one of the astronauts about their recent trip around the moon and everything. And he said, you know, the only thing disheartening about the whole thing is that you're going all this way and depending on something that was put together by a group of the lowest bidders.
Yep, that's very true.
That, again, whenever you look at weapons platforms and everything, the one thing that's always amazed me, they talked about new platforms and everything for the Marines and this and that, and new calibers and the one question, and I brought this up to our Congressman Steve Pierce, why not let them decide on a new caliber, and then rather than sinking all of this money, millions and millions of dollars, into brand new systems, just replace the uppers. That way they get a new caliber that functions in the same equipment they've got, and if anything ever happens, if there's a quality recall or anything like that, like happened with the 9 mils back in the 90s, all they got to do is pull the uppers off and drop another upper on, and they're back in business. Never ceases to amaze me. So, and talked to him, and he says, well, some of them talk about going to a gas piston system, and I'm like, you can still do that on the same upper. And again, the only modification that you've got to make is possibly a bolt. So figure. I'll never understand it.
Well, I'm not a big fan of that platform to begin with. Eugene Stoner invented the AR M15, M16, M4, all basically all the same. He realized the error of his ways, and he's the guy who invented it in the first place. And he developed the AR-18, AR-180 to correct the massive mistakes he made. And knowing that they were his mistakes, knowing that he was the inventor, he walked away from that and invented the AR-18, AR-180 platform to take the place of the AR-15, M16, M4. And here we're stuck half a century later with a defective platform that still a brand new state-of-the-art M4 carbine, M16, still starts jamming between 300 and 400 rounds because of the defective design that the inventor himself recognizes being defective. But getting back to night vision, Jimmy, what night vision do you offer at DesertEagleShooters.com?
Right now, as far as the scopes go, we're discontinuing carrying the ones that we have been. The Firesight and a couple of the other ones like that, and we're going strictly with the new digital that we've talked about. And I have a few of the Gen 1s rifle scopes still available, and a few of the Gen 1 the regular monoculars. The Firefield monoculars that we've got, they really are a good basic unit. Price-wise, they're in the, I think Teresa's got those marked down to like 400 right now, and I think we've got two of them left that have the headpiece and everything on them. And it's the type, it's left or right eye. You can switch it around and everything, flip up headpiece so that you've got the monocular right in front of your face and both your hands are free. And right now we're looking at anything that we're going to be carrying from now on is going to be in the digital platform. And the main reason for that is battery life and ease of operation on them. Like you said, it's a digital camera that you're looking through. And, you know, people will say, well, this or that or something else, or EMP will take it out. And I have to inform them that if EMP takes that one out, it takes everybody else's as well.
Right.
So it's a moot point. But now the night vision scopes that we've got that are the Gen 1s are actually the Russian versions. And they're quite a bit lighter than their predecessors, because it's a combination of titanium aluminum alloy frames on them. So, and again, they operate off of AA batteries.
Right, right. Well, initially, the Russian night vision coming to this country, and we're talking 20, 25 years ago, was basically the same as they issued to the Russian military, and took specialized, almost impossible to get batteries. They've changed all that, haven't they, Jimmy?
Oh, yes, sir. In fact, some of their newest that is coming in, they have replaceable batteries on them. Most of those, I think, are running the CR123s, which are the little fat 3-volt batteries. And some of them have a built-in rechargeable lithium battery. Those, the jury is still out on, because of the cycle rate and discharge rate of the lithium. They're not really sure if they might have a potential, as the laptops and some of the cell phones did, with the lithium batteries. The point on that, and I'm glad you mentioned it because it brought it up.
Hold that thought, Jimmy. We got a break. Stay tuned. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by...
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 16th of October, visiting with Jimmy Gensling, CEO of Desert Eagle Shooters. That's deserteagleshooters.com. Jimmy, we got a caller on hold here. We got Mark in Oregon. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, John, Mr. Moore. I had a question on a certain pistol. It's made by a company by the name Kel-Tec, and it's the PMR-30. 22 Magnum, and it holds a 30-round clip. Do you know anything about that pistol, if it has any problems?
No problems that I'm aware of. I know I've got several, well, actually, two friends and a couple of acquaintances that own them, and I love the darn thing.
Yeah.
What's going on with yours?
Oh, I haven't got one. I just, a friend of mine had trouble with his chambering a couple of rounds. He thought it was the ammunition. I guess the bullet actually came out of the shell. But I was just curious if there was anything wrong with them.
Mark, let me jump right in here, Mark. What do you want to do, Mark, with any semi-automatic, whether it's a rifle or a pistol, is test 8 or 10 different types of ammunition, different manufacturers, different types, and run, I would say, at least 50 rounds through of each type to find which one cycles flawlessly. There's a rule of thumb here, Mark, with some exceptions. Almost all semi-automatic rifles, shotguns, and pistols, especially rifles and pistols, are ammunition sensitive. And once you've determined what cycles through there flawlessly, now what I've done for myself is make up a label to attach to the some discrete place on the buttstock or the hand, the grip, listing those one or two types of ammunition that you know for a fact will function flawlessly. Any follow up there, Jimmy?
No, sir. No, you've got that one nailed perfectly. And
yeah, I'll do that.
The PMR-30, I highly recommend it because John knows what I'm going to talk about. When back in the late 60s, early 70s, when the N-22 first came out, Ruger immediately started playing with the idea of a 22 mag version. And actually built it, and after, not very long, I don't even think it was a full year, they started recalling them because they were having severe problems with them. And they also tried to do them in a pistol, and again, problems with them. Kel-Tec, I don't know what their secret is, but they solved the 22 Magnum auto-loading dilemmas in both pistol and rifles. And like I said, I've got two very good friends and several acquaintances that have them, and they are a flawless piece of equipment. I just love them.
All right. Well, thank you, too. I
good
appreciate
luck, Mark.
All
have
you
fun
do
with your new pistol. Have fun with your new
Mark,
pistol.
Mark, one other thing before you leave.
Yeah?
One thing to remember on Kel-Tec, they have got a lifetime warranty on their gun. And if anything fails, or if you even think it fails, and you give them a call, believe me, they will bend over backwards up to the point of prepaid shipping, packaging, and everything to take a look at it. If nothing's wrong with it, they don't bill you for anything. They simply let you know what they and what the cure was, and they send it back.
Okay. Well, thank you guys very much.
Okay, Mark. You're more than welcome.
Have you had a chance to play with one of those, John?
I have not.
The PMR-30?
No, sir. I'm looking forward to that. I haven't had the opportunity yet, but there was an earlier version, and not done by Kel-Tec. I forget the name of the manufacturer. That did a semi-auto 22 mag. Towards the end of the run of producing those, the CIA bought up their entire production run of what was left.
Huh.
How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 16th of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. If you haven't been there for a while, we have new images of continents with new coastlines, some very recent, just posted in the last 5 or 6 days. It's a fun project. I wouldn't hazard to guess how many hundreds of thousands of movies and TV shows there's been produced the last 60-plus years. Obviously, one person can't review all of them. If you find an image of a continent with new coastlines, do a screen capture, get that image to me. You get your choice of any of my 5 DVDs. It's a fun project. It's called Predictive Programming, by the way. It's been in our face for more than 60 years. And I look forward to seeing more of these images. Also, my website, of course, are energy cleaners for sale, a marvelous healing device. That's what they are. Are you an energy cleaner procrastinator? Are you an energy cleaner procrastinator? You've heard me talk about this for some period of time. You're wondering, you're pondering, and in the meantime, you have joint pain. In the meantime, you have arthritis pain. You're not getting a great night's sleep. What in the world are you waiting for? Get yourself an energy cleaner. Are you risking anything when you spend that $285? No, because I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. Mr. Stadtmiller would not tolerate me being on this radio network for a New York minute if I didn't honor that guarantee. And I do. I honor that guarantee. 30-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Cleaner. Check out the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads that go with the Energy Cleaner. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. PayPal, of course, the most secure way to make any payment online. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free our line, here it is, 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the CEO, proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters at DesertEagleShooters.com. Talking about firearms this morning, we're talking about optics. And Jimmy, for a number of years, I've referred to weapon sights that have an illuminated reticle as quote-unquote poor man's night vision for the following reason. There's usually enough ambient light to kind of sort of tell that where your target is. Of course, target identification is critical. You don't want to be shooting an innocent person. On one hand, on the battlefield, that's usually a little bit more defined. But typically, you can see the target, but you can't see those iron sights or the reticle of a non-illuminated sight, scope, can you, Jimmy?
No, sir. No, that's always been our drawback. And interesting. Now, ladies and gentlemen, John and I did not collude on this, since that's a new politically correct word, at all. But I was going to let you know this morning, John, that Teresa and I, through effort and time and everything, last week became authorized dealers and warranty center for Williams rifle and handgun sights. And Williams has been around, ladies and gentlemen, since the late 1800s, early 1900s, on replacement sights and everything for rifles. The receiver sights, the peep sights, the match sights and everything. Williams has been on part of that industry for over 100 years. And we just got the dealership on those. And with the on my 1911s, my favorite sight on those is called the Williams Fire Sight. And it is the green illuminated at the rear with the red in the front sight. And the slightest amount of ambient light, the moon shining through a window in your house or a street light shining in, those sights immediately just, they're there. And just make excellent, excellent sights for low light conditions. And like you said, with the scopes and everything, the illuminated reticle, always, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got a scope or an optic with illuminated reticle, as you're starting to transition into that half light and everything, go to the lowest setting on that and then gradually click up so that you can just barely discern your sights in that light. Too many people will automatically go to the highest setting, and your eye with the light and everything else, that will just, it'll flood your target, especially if it's
right. All right. Well, that high setting's meant for daytime use is what that's for.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's exactly what people need to do, is use the lower setting that still gives you, especially if you're looking for pinpoint accuracy. And frequently, pinpoint accuracy is the only thing that's going to accomplish your goal, right, Jimmy?
Exactly. Aim small, miss small. Now this is something that most people don't understand. It's the same way with night vision with an illuminator. If you're in a daylight situation and your target is in shadow, let's say it's you've got a badger or something that you're really been trying to get, and it's back up in a hole or under a deck or something where it's in deep shadow, and you're looking for that critter, with a regular scope, again, you run into the same thing looking into shadow at daytime than you do with being able to see your target but not your crosshairs in the evening. If you take and turn the illuminated reticles on, because you can still see the badger back up under there wherever it is, but you lose your crosshairs. By turning on the illumination in daylight, then you illuminate the crosshairs and you can alleviate the problem. Another thing on those, ladies and gentlemen, is get used to, practice with them in that low light, because your eyes are going to be shifting. We've always talked about focusing on the crosshairs or focus on the front sight when we're shooting. When you're using illuminated reticles, iris on your eye is going to be slightly confused, and it's going to take just a moment for it to get accustomed to the reticle and the ambient light where you have a real clear focus. One of the exercises that we like to do in some of our training programs is we'll set up on the 100-yard range, we will set several different items on a piece of plywood at 100 yards. A hammer, a handgun, we'll use airsoft pistols, different items down there, about five or six different items, and let people identify the items and sketch it on their notepad. And then we will wait until the sun starts going down and we start getting the long shadows and everything. And then one of the instructors will go down and they'll move a couple of things around. And, you know, the whole time that this is going on, no one is watching the range. They're talking and looking away from the range. Gets down to where the sun is below the sun, the horizon, and we're into that half light, then everybody gets on position, and of course we do this with the rifles cleared, especially with anybody in front of the firing line, and go through and identify their targets again and write them down and, you know, do their little sketch of what is where. And you don't have to be an artist. The way we tell folks is just you draw the outline of the plywood and the pistol's in the top left corner, so you draw a box and write pistol, and the hammer is next to it, and you draw a box with a hammer. Do that across there, and then look, after everybody's got that done, get up, turn around, and it gets iffy then because your light is changing so quickly. But they'll go down and they'll make one more adjustment of something and come back and then sit there and have them identify it as the light is diminishing. And it is amazing. People get really educated on, as the shadows get longer and the light gets less, it gets difficult to identify things.
I learned that as a boy. Spent summers with my grandmother in the Ozarks, and I would be in the woods basically all day long except to eat lunch. And when it was time to come home in the evening, I noticed that it would get dark in the woods, thick, dense woods, of course, in these Ozarks in the summertime, much more quickly than out in the open areas. And I also noticed that things are very different when it gets dark. And the darker it gets, the more different things become. And I learned that as an 8-year-old, which I've always kept in mind. Of course, I spent a lot more time in the woods in special forces and in the Army and other assignments. But things are different as it gets darker, aren't they, Jimmy?
Oh, yes, sir. And the first thing, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to affect everything is your depth perception. Not that one thing is further away than another, but how much further away it is. My bride, at driving at night and everything, she has not a dangerous, but a slight depth perception problem when it gets dark. And you add headlights to the car or a spotlight on your head or anything, that only exacerbates the problem. What I try to get people to understand, if you have clear skies and a half a moon or better, learn to use your night vision. And by that, ladies and gentlemen, I mean go out and take 15 to 30 minutes to let your eyes get accustomed to the ambient light and then start moving around. You will be amazed. It does not affect your depth perception nearly as bad once your eyes are adjusted. And your target identification, your hazards walking on the trail or whatever, is much more acute if you only allow your eyes to get accustomed to it and stop using the flashlight. And the only time that I really use a flashlight, and even then I prefer a red lens on it, is when it is dark. Out here I affectionately call it inside the darker than the inside of a cow. No moon, no stars, overcast, and I mean, there's no ambient light out here where we live. No traffic lights, no signs, no nothing. When it gets dark out here, it gets dark. And even with it like that, you allow your my brain just quit, John. Your eyes to get accustomed to it, and then when you turn on a flashlight that has a red lens cover on it, it's almost like having a white light out there now. And it's getting acclimated and accustomed to it, ladies and gentlemen. You get used to the changes, and you allow your body to put these experiences back in its memory banks, and then when you do it for real, looking for the skunk in the dark or whatever that's terrorizing the chickens, it is much easier to sit there and distinguish what you're looking for between feeders and the doorway to the chicken coop or the ramp or other things like that. So learning to use your own night vision.
Are they ready?
And it makes life just a little bit easier and less dependent on electronics and artificial light.
Well, that's good. It would be good practice, which brings to mind the Hollywood and popular portrayals of pirates wearing a patch over their eye. They wore those patches when they were getting ready to board another ship, and that was so that they would have one eye that would be suitable for the dark rooms inside the ship, and they could still see coming from the bright sunlight into the dark recesses below deck. That's why they wore the patch on their eye. So
yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Never heard that one, John.
Right.
Makes perfect sense.
Well, it does. Yeah, because it's you're going below decks armed and to take on other armed men who have good vision below decks. You need to be able to see what's going on down there to defend your life properly. So I encourage people, and I know when I walk around here, I rarely use a flashlight walking around my ranch here at night. If I have to see identify a key to open a lock, I'll have a flashlight handy. But just to make sure that I maintain my own night vision, I walk around here at night with no flashlight all the time. It's good training.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and it makes a very, very big difference. Now, caveat to this, ladies and gentlemen, if any of you are smokers, which I am, if you want to really just totally destroy your night vision, your human night vision, not electronic or electrical, light up the smoke went right after you've gotten your eyes accustomed and everything. That glowing ember on the end of that will eliminate about 70% of your useful night vision on it. So, also, if you are in a hostile environment and everything, it makes you a target. So, just food for thought on that one. The getting back to the night vision goggles and everything, our ATN line that we're carrying now, we're like I said before, we're gradually going strictly to that just because the product availability and also the keeping quality.
Hold
product.
On. We have a break here, Jimmy. Hold on. We have a break. Stay tuned. Be right back.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
All right, we are back. Listen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 16th of October, visiting with Jimmy Gensling. We're talking about firearms and related matters. Let's continue, Jimmy. Hello, Jimmy. Take your phone off. Mute there, Jimmy.
Okay, how's that?
That's better.
Okay, it wasn't on mute. That's weird. I'm going to have to get me a new phone, I think. These are finally getting really tired, I guess. We were talking about we're basically selling off, reducing inventory, I guess is the proper way of putting it, on some of the items that we've been carrying. So, you know, people are looking for night vision right now, and to save a little bit more money than we normally try to save people, they can email us at jimmy@hdc-nm.com. Or go to DesertEagleShooters.com and use the contact on there. Two things, John. One, Mr. Ross, I am working on your OOPS kits for everything. I'm having a problem on emailing some people back, I don't know why, from the contact page. I think I'm going to have Tim go ahead and just write in my regular email address on that as well. And then it might be on the other contact page on the website as well. But Mr. Williams, the one that contacted me off the contact page about the body armor, my emails to you keep bouncing. So if you would, email me direct at jimmy@hdc-nm.com or give me a call after the show, of course, at 575-513-2842. And I'll answer your questions on the body armor and get you the information you need. But technology is great, John, as long as it works. Again, on the night vision, any night vision is better than no night vision at all. If you've got some money tucked back and you would like to get a monocular, which is my first recommendation, look at the digital models. Most of them are $200 or less. We're getting ready to order in a couple more of the lower priced ones and everything, what I call entry level, but don't take that as an insult, ladies and gentlemen. Entry level is just meaning it's your first experience with them, is what I'm referring to. They're not cheap. They're not poorly made or anything like that. They're a monocular. Normally, they're 1 to 3 to 4 power magnification. And another thing that people tend to do that hinders them is in getting night vision is they get one with a lot of magnification. And that actually causes more problems than it helps. Now, one of the ones that we've got in stock right now that is going into our distance.
We got a top of the hour break, Jimmy. Top of the hour break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-888. 872-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.